This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early winter, the third quarter of the paper white moon, and the first week of sunstop time. The dark sky sets the stage for the arrival of early winter, the paper white moon bringing more holiday paper white bulbs into bloom wanes gibbous into its final quarter on December 10th. Rising late at night and setting near midday, this moon passes above you before dawn. In the east, Mars and Jupiter are the morning stars together in Libra this week. Arcturus, the most prominent star of Bootes, precedes them towards the center of the sky, chasing the moon low in the northeast. And when the sun comes up behind the morning star, it begins the time of sunstop, a period between today and January 8th, during which the sun holds within a degree of its solstice position and produces a period of solar stability similar to the one between June 5th and July 8th. In winter sunstop time, sunset is the earliest of the year, and the nights seem to never end. The last leaves fall from the woodland asters, and the stubborn beech leaves finally come down. Crows gather in vast murders to feed in the harvested fields. In spite of the cold and darkness, Lenten roses gradually show their buds, and sap quivers in the maples with every thaw. The last sandhill cranes travel high towards the Gulf of Mexico. The short days urge the foxes to mate. Owls lay out their nests. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early winter. In the meantime, don't despair over the short days and long nights. It's just sunstop time. Pretty soon, the worm will turn. Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is now available. Order yours from Amazon, or for an autographed copy, order from poorwillsalmanac.com. That's almanac with a K. And you can purchase my book, Home is the Prime Meridian, Essays on Time and Place and Spirit, from the same sites. The essay collection contains many of the selections heard on this WISO radio segment.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wiso.org.